The Serenade for Strings in C, Opus 48, you heard The Waltz, the Moscow Soloists with the music of Tchaikovsky. It's the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture here on The Oasis. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. at the Trinity St. Paul's United Church, the Nightingale Music Festival presents Italian Opera Attraction. And here to walk us through this very special event is soprano Mira Solovienko. And welcome. Great to have you here.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. So great that you could make it through. Tell us about your career and the Nightingale Music Festival. How did the idea for the festival come about?
Okay, I've been an opera and concert singer for many years. My career as a soloist started in 2001 in Ukraine. Since then, I have been the lead soloist of the National Academic Choir of Ukraine and had served as a lead soloist, vocalist at the prestigious National Organ and Chamber Music Hall of Ukraine. Furthermore, I have participated in numerous projects such as Carmina Burana, Carmen, Aida, then had me tour over 20 countries worldwide, including North and South America, Argentina, Chile, and the majority of Europe. In 2018, together with Yana Menoyshikova, we have created the Nightingale Music Festival with the idea to democratize classical music. We wanted more people to get captivated by the future in vibes and discover opera, musical areas, classical and sacred instrumental music, as well as amazing new artists.
Now, the concert is tomorrow. It's at 3 p.m. Tell us about the event and the repertoire that you've chosen.
The festival aims to introduce professional performers and unveil upcoming talents to the general public. We have held 3 successful concerts for the past 6 months. Competition, sim concerts, exhibitions, workshops, and many more will take place in the near future. More than 30 artists got a chance to engage with the audience on the festival. Also, we believe more listeners now got interested in operatic music.
Absolutely lovely. So we've got this concert happening tomorrow, 3 p.m. What have you figured out? What are you going to play for us at this very special event?
On March 2nd, in the wonderful concert hall on the Trinity St. Paul's United Church, we will introduce our listeners to the beautiful world of Italian opera. Performing will be accomplished by artists such as Vagif Kerimov, Solomon Tänzer, and myself, as well as promising young singers such as Sofia Petrov, Gennady Grebenchuk, and Nathaniel Gachov. The concert shall feature popular arias from the renowned Italian operas, including Madama Butterfly, Gianni Schicchi by Puccini, Barbara di Siviglia by Gioachino Rossini, Don Giovanni, The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart, La Traviata by Verdi.
Now, Italian is lovely, but there's so much to choose from in the world of opera. Why did you focus exclusively on Italy?
Without a doubt, Italian bel canto is one of the most beautiful forms of music worldwide. Italian is one of the most melodic languages. It has simple vowel sound that are more melodious than English ones, not as complex as French, not as contorted as German. Our next project will be to host Ukrainian themed opera, since Ukrainian is also very melodic Slavic language.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's a great goal to have, to be looking at Ukrainian music next. And I'll mention that tickets are at Eventbrite. And once again, it's the Nightingale Music Festival presentation of Italian Opera Attraction. It happens tomorrow, 3 p.m. at the Trinity St. Paul's United Church. Mira, did I miss anything?
No, everything is great.
We're good.
On the 2nd of March, 3 p.m., come visit us at the St. Paul's Trinity United Church and enjoy alongside us the beauty of Italian bel canto.
Here's Puccini music, thinking ahead to tomorrow's event.